It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord on this Lord's Day. We appreciate you coming and just to worship the Lord with us tonight, visiting with us. We're just so glad to have you. Amen. Let's still remember all those that are out sick and things like this. Remember Brother Mike's got a procedure tomorrow, and I'll remember him that everything will go good with this. And Brother Jim's got one coming up later on this month, so remember him. And several others that's got some things going on. Lord knows all about it tonight. Amen. I just wonder if anybody's got a special request by the uplift of their hand.
Well, Jeff, amen. Y'all remember Boone Spencer, he's got to have a heart cath tomorrow. And y'all pray for the revival. He's going to do his pastor. I never heard him preach, but I told him he better work and still told him he was ready. And y'all remember me, I got a bunch of tests I still got to go through.
Amen. Remember this. No one else. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our evening offering. Ask you to bless upon the service tonight. Let's just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Don't forget, if you hadn't, let them know what you're going to be here next Sunday for lunch. Don't forget, next Sunday morning is our Victory Sunday. We'll be dedicating our new additions to the Lord. That'll be in our 11 o'clock service. Airborne will be with us. Won't be having no service next Sunday night because we'll be here probably most of the day on Sunday morning and then having lunch right after the service, and so remember that next Sunday. So don't forget that. Be sure you come and let them know you're going to be coming there, and that way there'll be plenty of food next Sunday. Amen. Brother Harold Sanders, will you lead us while we pray? Amen. Let's go to meet.
You know, I'm not much of a singer, but the Bible says let's make a joyful noise. You know, you don't listen to the way I do it. And I come in here tonight, and the Lord's laid this on my heart. And when I walked in the door, this young lady here met me. Well, we tried getting in the same door, but somebody still had it locked. But anyways, that just goes to show you how God works. You know, I had no idea this young lady wanted to sing this song with me. I really didn't. But we met at the back doors this evening coming into church, and we come around here, and I said, I got this CD. Would you mind putting it in? I may make a mess of this, but just listen to the words. Don't listen the way I do it. Just listen to the words. Let it open your heart, Because when your heart gets open, Brother Jeff's going to put your word in there. It's going to carry on through the week. It's going to take you on through the week over there. Where you can go out and spread the gospel and tell people about what we're singing about. Looks like you're guilty, so what do you say? I spoke of your honor, I have no defense, but that's when stand.
Father, I want to say that I love the Lord tonight, and I'm just thankful to be back in His house once again. And I want to tell everyone, we had a wonderful WMU tonight. It's really a blessing if people would really just come out and try it. It's just a wonderful time to be together with the women and just love the Lord and praise the Lord. But I'd like to encourage the ones that don't go. I would just like for y'all to come out and try it and help us out on this, because it's a wonderful thing that we do for the church and enjoy doing it. And I would love for everyone to just don't go. Just come out and try it one time and just try it and see how you feel. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to try to do this. Where to put my foot down next? Seem like every time I get up to sing, I'm requested to sing this song, but it's meant to be or would be requested, so this is whoever requested it tonight. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be back. You know, my Bible teaches me without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. Enjoyed that song that they sang. And you know, another thing, too, hadn't forgot you, Mike. They kept telling me to sing that song for him. On the other side, you know, I got so many questions about loved ones that I've lost. And I know that everybody here probably has lost loved ones. They're looking forward to seeing. And I know I've got more questions than I've got answers nowadays. But they're all going to be answered one day. I ain't sure where the other side's at, but I know I'm going to see Jesus. I want you to pray for us, as I'm trying to say. On the other side. Thank you.
1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. We can leave already, since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Undeserving, that's what we are, but God has been good. Amen. He's good all the time. All the time, God's good. Amen. Ain't that the truth tonight? Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. Amen. Reading through verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 7. The Bible said, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted, the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Yea, also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Verse number 6. The Bible said, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, amen, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Verse number 7. This is where to come from tonight. "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." Amen. He said, "Unto them which believe, he is precious." You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch our body. Lord, clear our throat up tonight. Lord, that we'll be able to do that to be pleasing unto you. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless in a mighty way. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray. Amen and amen. The Bible said that he that believed, he is precious. Amen. Listen, I like that tonight. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight for just a little while, neighbor, on that word right there, precious. Amen. The scripture said several times, just in this brief writing tonight, he mentions he is precious. Amen. Listen, we find the precious, the word as precious as an adjective, listen, meaning of great value, amen, are not to be wasted. Listen, I like what it says as a noun. Listen, precious tonight is used a term to address a beloved person. Listen, a person of great value, amen. Listen, that is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ is tonight. Listen, he is valuable, amen, and he is precious. Neighbor, to me tonight, he said, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, and that chief cornerstone tonight, he shall be precious," amen. And he said, "Those that believe in him shall be precious," amen. What a word. Listen, what a value Jesus Christ is to me. I thank God tonight. We see so many scriptures tonight that refers about the worth and the value of us as Christians tonight, as us as a chosen generation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the Bible said we're more valuable than gold. Matter of fact, tonight we are precious. He said, "We're precious tonight." He states we're more precious than diamonds. Listen, but the scripture says tonight Christ is precious. Amen. To the believers tonight, there's some precious things. Neighbor, in other words, tonight, listen, it's of a great value. Listen, it's to not be taken lightly. It's of great wealth. Neighbor, to you and I tonight, how how precious God is to me. I listen, and when I look back down the road, and I see where the Lord, I listen, brought me from, how He saved a vile sinner, like me tonight. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I listen, I'm glad tonight. We've got a precious Savior. I listen, and it tells us from the precious Scripture. I listen, I've got a precious sinner. I can become a precious saint in the Word of God. I thank God tonight. He said and declared that He is. He is. He is precious. I thank God tonight. The Bible said there's just something about that name, the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you tonight, Brother Michael, He's precious. He's precious. He's precious means He's near to me. He's near to me. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God that can look beyond our faults. He can look beyond our failures. I'm glad tonight He is how precious. Amen. There's some things tonight for you and I that are believers of Jesus Christ tonight that simply means it is precious. Number one tonight, they sung about it a while ago. Our redemption is precious. Amen. It's precious to you and I that we are redeemed by His marvelous grace. Listen, we're made whole by Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, our redemption is how precious. I like what the Bible says in Psalms 49 and verse number 8. I'm talking about our redemption. Listen, where will we be tonight without the precious redemption plan of the Lord Jesus Christ? Listen, notice what it says. Amen. The Bible said for the redemption of their souls. For the redemption of their souls is precious. Amen. Listen. And he said, he said, forever. Amen. I'm glad the redemption plan of God. You just think about it tonight. Listen. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. Listen. I can't even put a model car together and get it right. Listen. I'm glad tonight of the redemption plan of God. Listen, it was set out in the beginning. If you just look at the whole thing, how God created the heaven and earth, listen, the world, well, it was void and I had nothing in it. Listen, God created it. I spoke it into existence. Listen, man come along. He breathed into his nostrils and man come a living soul. Listen, listen, then we also see where man has seen. I listen, Adam's sin, but grace come along. I thank God of the whole redemption plan. It's just precious tonight. I listen, how God allowed His Son, Jesus Christ tonight, to leave the portals of glory. I listen, and go to Calvary's cross, bleed and die, that we can have life, that we can have victory. I don't know about you, but when I look at the redemption plan of God and I apply it to my life, amen, I don't know about you, I'm a Brother Robinson, it's precious to me. It's precious. When we look at God's redemption plan, it's precious. The most important thing in my life is my salvation. Amen. The most important thing in your life should be your salvation. Now, I'm not saying all these other things like family and church and all these things are not important. But our plan of salvation, the plan of salvation that God laid out for you and I, to know we're redeemed, to know that we've been bought and paid for, listen, by Jesus Christ tonight. We look at the redemption of God. We look at the redemption of mankind. Listen, He said for the redemption of their souls, listen, it's precious in the sight of God. It's precious to Him tonight. You and I tonight sometimes, we may think we're nothing. Sometimes we may feel like we're in the valley. Sometimes we don't know the answers. Sometimes we don't know the solution. But there's never been a time when God God looks at you and I and says, they're not precious. Amen. I listen. He even says over there, are they precious in the eyes of God? Are the death of his saints? Amen. Why? Because we're redeemed by God himself. We're precious through Jesus Christ. We're precious. We're precious. Amen. Our redemption tonight is precious. The entire salvation, the plan of God that brings sinner man into fellowship to a holy God. That's just amazing. It's just amazing how the whole articles of God lays out from the very beginning in the book of Genesis, all the way through the Old Testament, all through 66 books, all the way to the last page of Revelation. Listen, neighbor, tonight, the redemption plan of God, listen, is precious for you and I. It gives man an opportunity to get back in fellowship that have been broken by sin, have been broken by the devil. Now, listen, neighbor, tonight, I'm telling you, if you don't know the redemption plan, now, listen, you need to meet him tonight as your personal Savior and allow him how to become precious to you tonight, that you can have life, that you can have victory, you can have joy and have the blessings tonight. We're redeemed. The redemption plan of God tonight, he says, it is precious. He said it is precious. He said, I'm going to lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, and those that believe on him, they're going to be called precious. They're going to be called precious tonight. Amen. The redemption plan of God that brought sinner man. You and I that had no hope. You and I that really, we was the outcasts. You knew no. They looked at Gentiles like they were just dogs. Amen. Listen, there was no hope for them. But I'm glad Jesus Christ, through the redemption plan of his son, he brought us back into fellowship and the opportunity to be born into the family of God. Thank God tonight. Through that royal adoption, through our accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior tonight, we can leave here tonight and say, there's one thing I know about my redemption. It is precious. It is precious to me tonight. Then number two, not only do we see his redemption tonight is precious, we see number two tonight, his blood is precious. His blood, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sins? Brother Gary, nothing but the blood tonight. I don't know about you. The blood may not mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but to me tonight that has been born again, I listen, I dipped and found in the blood of Jesus Christ, from Emmanuel's vein, how they set me free. His blood is still precious to me tonight. His redemption is precious. His blood that can cover my sins and your sins. I'm glad I've got the blood applied to my little post, ain't you? I'm glad I've got the blood. We all know that the blood is of vital importance to healthy living. You can't live. You can live without a kidney. You can live without an eye or an ear. But you can't live without blood. You can't live without blood. And that's the same way our plan of salvation is tonight. You can get through this life by being baptized. You can get through this life by living a good moral life. You can get through this life by being a member of the church. But I'm telling you tonight, you'll not experience life after in the presence of God and his precious city tonight without the blood of being applied to your heart. That's how precious the blood of Jesus is tonight. It's the blood that covers all sins. It's the blood that covers all sins. The blood is the vital part of our spiritual heritage tonight. The shed blood of Jesus tonight. It's the price to live in Christ. To live in Christ tonight. His blood, his royal blood is precious. In other words, tonight, it's of great value. It's of great value. It means a lot. It means a lot. Especially when we stand before that great judgment day And that blood's what's going to determine whether he says, enter in, thy good and faithful servant, or depart from me. I never knew you. Then at that moment, that blood is going to become the most important thing to you. It's going to become the most precious thing you ever had. I thank God today I've got the blood applied to my heart. I'm glad I'm sealed to the day of redemption. I'm glad I got that took care of. There may come a time in my life that I don't even know who I am. There may come a time in my life that you walk up to me and I don't even know who you are. But there'll never come a time in my life that Jesus does not know who I am. I listen, why? Because tonight, Brother Mike Godfrey, he don't see me. He sees the blood. And I'm telling you tonight, his blood is precious. He said it was tonight from the beginning to the end. He said his blood is precious. Thank God tonight. What value of the blood of Jesus has when it's applied to a sinner's heart. He said it's precious. He said it's precious tonight. The blood of Jesus is not to be taken lightly or wasted tonight. That word, precious. He said it's of great value, not to be wasted. And then he says to address to a beloved person. And we address Jesus Christ tonight as the ultimate lamb that went before the shears and was slaughtered for my life and your life. I don't know about you tonight, but what a word. What a word, precious. What a word, precious. Look at what 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 19. Thinking about that word, precious. His blood, 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 19. I like what he says here. I tell you what, jump up to about 17 and let's come down. Let's start at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 17. I want to cover the whole thing of it. He said, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judging according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Look at verse number 18. He said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Amen. We're not redeemed. That's precious, ain't it? We're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. See, there's a lot of people tonight that's basing their salvation on a tradition. They're basing their salvation on a tradition. Amen. But I'm glad tradition of man didn't have a thing to do with it. It was the plan of salvation that is precious tonight. Look at verse number 19. Talking about the precious blood. The precious blood. Do you remember the other day when we had communion service and he said, take this drink. Amen. Listen, as a cup of my blood. Amen. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Why? Because tonight his blood is precious. His blood is precious. Now, there were three hanging up there on that crosses that day. There was one of them that just shed it for me. There was one of them that shed their blood for me. He said, but with the precious. Boy, that's what he called it, didn't he? He said, but the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What did he say about the blood of Jesus? He said it's precious. It's his blood that can take a dark sinner man. His sins be as dark as soot. Dip them in that crimson red blood. And they come out white as snow. I don't know how it happens. I can't explain it. But I'm telling you tonight, he's precious. He's precious. The blood of Jesus tonight that cleansed me from all unrighteousness. He said tonight in Peter, he said he is precious. He's precious, the blood. The blood tonight, he said, that's what he said here. He said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without a spot. He was the perfect lamb for the perfect sacrifice. Everything about Jesus Christ tonight is just precious. It's just precious, and I want him to become precious to you. Amen. There's things that we've got that have passed down through the ages of time that are precious to us. They're precious to us. Amen. As memento things that we have, that people have gone on the other side, that have left behind, and they're precious. They're precious. But one day after a while, hopefully it's a long while, the Lord will call my number. Amen. And all those precious mementos, they'll just go to somebody else. But that Jesus Christ has put within me. Listen, it ain't just enough grace to get me through this world. Thank God, it's enough grace to get me on up to heaven. Amen. Thank God. Listen, neighbor, I'm telling you, on the other side, we'll see Jesus. Amen. We'll shout the glories of God. Listen, neighbor, tonight, it was just like tonight before church. Amen. Lisa was on empty. I had to run to the gas station and put some gas in her car. I listen, and about probably Wednesday, she'll be out again. We drive it everywhere. I'm listening. I'm going to tell you something. What Christ did for me that day at Calvary. Amen. I've never had to fill up again. I thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, His blood tonight. Amen. It's precious. It's precious. It's precious to me. Precious. I like that word, perdition. Our redemption. Our redemption. You think about that tonight. God's redemption plan for each one of you. We've escaped hell tonight because of His redemption plan. Because Jesus Christ prepared a way. And without Him preparing a way, we'd have died lost. We'd have died lost. Be honest with you, if it had not been for Jesus Christ, we probably wouldn't even be here tonight. Amen. He wiped Noah and them off the face of the earth in Noah's day. Amen. In Jonah's day, he wiped the whole city out. Mankind would have probably been faded out if not for the grace of God. And that's just my saying. It ain't script, but I'm just saying that tonight. Amen. We are precious in His sight. He said that we are precious. He said we are precious, precious, precious. In other words, tonight, we sometimes think we don't have any value, but Jesus Christ tonight said we are precious. We are precious. Number one, we see our redemption is precious. And then number two, His blood tonight, His royal blood is precious, of great value, not to be wasted. And then number three, on this word precious, I like that tonight, precious. We're precious. Tomorrow when they say, what did the preacher preach on, just say, he said we were all precious. We were all precious. Precious, number one, in our redemption, in His blood. And then number three, in His promises tonight. His promises are precious. Promises, a declaration that one will do what he said he would do. Peter states one time, he said, the promises of God are exceedingly great. They're more than just good. They're more than just great. He said the promises of God are exceedingly great. Boy, He's precious tonight. He's precious. Great. He states that they're precious promises. Precious to esteem dear. The promises of God. The promises of God is what we hold for tomorrow. His promises, His blood, His redemption. All these things tonight, they're just precious to me. The promises of God is what gets us through every day. Amen. That's why He said, look not on tomorrow. For tomorrow but may take care of itself. But just go through today. Loving God and serving Him. Amen. That's how we can say, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Where will we be tonight without the promises of God? And we can look all throughout the whole scripture tonight. The whole scripture. He's never broke a promise. Never broke a promise. You imagine that, thousands and thousands and thousands of promises in the Word of God. And because we're precious to Him, Every one of them has come true. Every one of them. We're standing on the promises of God. Standing on the precious promises of God, the Word of God, the precious Scriptures tonight that we can sink our anchor in tonight. I listen every night, and where the winds come and the storms come and toss our boat to and fro, and we've got something we can sink into tonight. Preacher, what do you stand on? I'm standing on the promises. Amen. Preacher, when you're in the valley, what do? I just stand on the promises. I preacher, you don't understand. What I'm going through. I just stand on the promises. I preach, I'm facing a terrible obstacle in my life. Just stand on the promises. The precious promises is what will get us through. Precious. Precious. Something of great value. Precious that we hold dear to our heart. The most dearest thing I've got tonight is my salvation. Amen. Amen. It cost the greatest price. Not me tonight, but it cost Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why I consider it a great value. That a man would lay down his life. That we could have life. Ain't that amazing? He thought we was precious. He thought we was precious. Why did he go to Calvary? Because we were precious to him. Why did he lay down his life? Because we were dear to him. Thank God. And one day after a while, he'll present us as his bride. He'll present us as his bride. He's going to bring us in before God himself. And he's going to say, this is her. Amen. Thank God. One day after a while, we'll meet again on the other side. Brother Robbie, we're going to ask him to come with a verse of a song tonight, but I thought about that word, precious. Our redemption is precious. His blood tonight is precious. His promises tonight, they're just precious. They're precious. Amen. Depend on the precious promises of God. As we stand together, Brother Robbie, what you got?
368.
About it tonight.